And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios. Mugs of the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Always good to have State Senator Mike Groney in the studio. Had a two-week hiatus. I think Mike kind of felt like something was a little off, don't you think, Rick?
I almost forgot what he looked like.
Well, sometimes I do that when we're in session. When he calls in, you almost forget that there's a face match with that voice.
That's right. So,
we have Rob Janis joining us now here in the studio. Did I pronounce your last name right, Rob? Janis. Here, Rob, you pull this microphone up here, Rob.
Now, we have Mr. Janis in here because he, along with the discussion and what Mike was talking about earlier, Ron lives there.
Mm-hmm. So you're a resident in this area that we were just talking about, and a little concerned about some of this TIF going on here, possibly.
That's right. I've lived here for a long time, and this
turn your mic right in front of you there. There you go, so we can get you.
Okay. And I've lived here in this neighborhood for a long time, and when this came out, I was deeply disturbed because I went and read this terms defined, and I can't see where one house on this street meets any of these qualifications that they're saying that it qualifies for.
And that's the big concern, is they're taking what is in statute, in the law, and not following it. And I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right. And another thing that I noticed, and I don't know if I'm correct on this, of course, but they keep stating 40 years, 40 years. Well, somebody said, well, some of them are 39 and a half years old. That's close enough. Well, that's not right. It doesn't say 39 and a half years.
Who,
it says
who
40
said it
years.
Was close enough?
Marvin. Yeah, Marvin.
So the next time you get a speeding ticket...
Exactly.
You could say,
if I'm doing
79, that's close.
Exactly. You can't do 65 and a 55 and say, well, it's close enough.
Depends on how you round it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. I don't follow the logic, and I don't think it's right.
So, Rob, give us some timeline on this. When did this pop on your radar personally?
When it hit the newspaper.
Okay. In the recent Telegraph?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, my doorbell was ringing by everybody in the neighborhood saying, what the hell's going on? You know, because...
So concerned neighbors.
And so, when they said 24 houses, of course, I went out and I counted the houses, 24 houses. And believe me, I was looking for torn screens or whatever. I found none. All I found was well-updated houses, well-maintained homes. And believe me, if you want to look at my home, you're welcome to look at it.
When I travel through that area, it's nothing that's ever gone on my radar saying, yeah, they need to spruce this place up. It's a nice-looking neighborhood.
Well, if you're going to go by this, couldn't you blight three-fourths of North Platte? Because I'll guarantee you three-fourths of North Platte's over 40 years old. And there's probably a hole on a shingle or two or a screen or two.
Yep. Well, my house, I need to paint the trim around the garage door, so I guess I fall in there, too.
Yeah, well... It's a bad deal. It's a bad deal for the neighborhood. It's a bad deal for morale. It's not a good deal for North Platte.
No.
Now, when Rick first texted me about lining this up, Rob, my first question was that I wanted to know, have you reached out to your city councilman? Has there been any conversation or dialogue between you and your representative?
Well, the ones I have reached out to is like talking to a rock.
Okay.
You know, all I get out of them is, well, it's the law. It's the law.
Just what you were saying, Mike. They're ducking behind the screen there.
Yep. It's
it isn't the law.
No, it's not the law. And if you read this, it is not the law. You know, and I just think maybe these people better take a hard look at this before they start voting, because it doesn't fit the description at all.
And speaking of voting, when is that meeting? Tomorrow night, City Council?
Which I feel is a bad deal anyway, because you got to vote. You got to go talk by Zoom. I think they should have postponed this meeting to the public. All could have went in there and voiced their opinion instead of putting us on Zoom. I think they might let one in at a time, if I'm not mistaken. Not sure.
But as I understand it, most of the neighborhoods are going to be there or be involved somehow.
Well, I certainly hope so.
So
we need this guy over here in there.
Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know if we got a leash strong enough.
Civil unrest.
We can get a hold of the county sheriff to maintain him, I guess, a little bit.
Hard to hear.
But anyway, it's a bad deal, and it's not being followed the way it's supposed to be followed, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of people in our neighborhood.
I understand. And I agree. Personally, I agree with you. So.
Well, so does the whole neighborhood.
Good. Good. So, anything else you'd like to add or comment?
No, it's just very disappointing that we have leaders in this town that ain't using a little common sense, and common sense goes a long ways.
Well said. Thank you for taking the time to come in this morning. Well, I know when we talked last night, you had so many other irons in the fire that you didn't know if you were going to be able to make it. So.
Yeah, well, I put them aside for this.
Good. Thank you.
Put them on the back burner. Well, and wherever you sit on this issue, wherever you sit on any issue like this, you have to love the passion. Like you said, Rob, your entire neighborhood is panned together here because they've got a passion. They've got a concern.
Well, exactly, but their biggest concern is they're all dedicated to their homes and upkeep of their homes, and it's a well-maintained neighborhood. And it has nothing to do with being a blighted area. Absolutely nothing.
So do you and some of your neighbors almost feel like this is a bit of an insult for somebody that does take pride in maintaining their property?
Well, it's kind of like getting punched in the eye with the black eye.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think, you know. And we do have a phone call. Well, we can take the phone call here. We do have to take a quick commercial break here in a few moments. We'll take a quick call. Good morning. You're on the air for Mugs in the Morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I just was listening to your program here this morning, and one of the things that we enjoy in our country is the ability to meet before government and voice our concerns. And I would strongly encourage anybody that has something to say about this proposal to come to the meeting tomorrow night. And it is my understanding that people can come personally. You don't have to do it by Zoom. You may do it by Zoom if you desire, but I think the way it's situated is we'll have to wait in the hallway and go up individually to make our presentation before the council. One thing about the whole TIP process, in my opinion, when we take tax dollars that are going to be generated by new development and reward them to the developer, we take that money that could have been used and rightly should have been used to maintain the existing infrastructure in our community. The money that those streets that are going to be built are brand new streets, and in all likelihood won't need any repairs or maintenance at least for 10 years. And so that 10-year income of tax revenue would go to repave Phillips Street or, of all blessings, maybe even Ninth Street. And when we give that money to the developer, then the city comes back to us as a taxpayer and says, well, we don't have enough money to repair our streets, so please give us a 0.5% city sales tax so we can fix the streets. All the while, we've given away our tax dollars to the developer. So I'm, for one, am definitely going to vote against this. Have nothing against the developer at all. He's a fine man. He's built a lot of homes in North Platte, and I believe he builds a fine home. But I don't think that it's proper for the government to take the money, which really is real property, away from the taxpayer and give that property to somebody else. So that's my thoughts.
Very good.
Thank you, caller. We sure appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Bye.
So I think our caller brought some good points, and good to get the official word there that folks can go in front of the council tomorrow, maintain some social distancing and probably some good sanitation practices, but you can go in front of the council tomorrow. So perfect. Rob, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, I think that Mr. Groney covered it pretty well.
He stole a little bit of your thunder, didn't he?
He did.
That's okay.
The caller was right, though, about the streets and stuff. That money should be used for infrastructure because I've drove across pastures that are smoother than some of these roads in this town.
Well, true. You know, that's a good example of what Councilman Reeker said. The city of Omaha just passed a sales tax increase to fix potholes. Now, a lot of government is boring. It's very boring when you get elected.
Sure.
I would think if you're a city council person or a mayor, the number one thing you would do is fix public safety. Number two would be fix the potholes. The fact that you've spent your money on other issues or gave it away through TIF, and then you come to the people and ask them for a sales tax increase, as this city council did recently, to fix potholes, and was overwhelmingly defeated, you would think they'd get a clue that they want their city council to do the boring stuff, to fix the felt potholes, to fix the curbs. But they don't. They all want to be venture capitalists and go out and spend their time with your tax dollars to build something. That isn't what they were elected to do. That it wasn't what I was elected to do. I was elected and they were elected to represent people, to make sure they have the public safety, that when they do take care of their homes and stuff, they have a low tax rate on it, so they can afford to live there. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, we get into this thing where we're going to build a community by with tax dollars. And it's the old, I call it the music man approach. The guy comes to town and said, you want jobs, don't you? You want jobs in the community, don't you? Well, you better not vote against this because you'll lose jobs in the community. This thing here won't create a damn job.
We do have another caller joining us, so we'll go ahead and take this real quick. Good morning. You're on the air with KODY.
Hi. Hey, I've got a couple of comments I'd like to make about things going on. Before I forget the George Floyd thing, as far as race is concerned, a lot of people don't realize that 8 of the 12 tribes of Israel were all black. So that kind of puts the white race in the minority. So that's kind of an eye-opening thing for me. And then I want to cover this mask thing and the new norm. I, too, am not going to cooperate with the new norm. I had to get myself an appointment for my eyeglasses, and I am told that I have to come in and I have to wear a mask. And I'm sorry, but I'm thinking, now where's my right to not wear a mask? Why do I have to conform to big corporations who live in a faraway distant land? Because our town, our community is different. All right, somebody might get a virus. Now I'm hearing that the virus is not a virus, it's a bacteria. And that comes from tax also. So yeah, this virus is nothing but a big scare tactic to control the masses, period. Okay, there was something else I was going to say, but I don't remember.
It happens sometimes.
Yes. So I do want to make the comment again, though. Where am I right? Why do I have to wear a mask if I choose not to before I can get service?
All righty. Well, we appreciate you listening and appreciate the time today.
Thank you, ma'am.
You bet.
We do need to take a quick commercial break. Appreciate the couple of phone calls we just had there. Appreciate Mike and Rob for coming on this morning as well and passing along their passion for our community. More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after an update with the one and only Rush Limbaugh.